I think a lot of people are curious about the concept of reincarnation and what does yoga philosophy say about it. So very definitely for the yogi, this life is not just limited to this, existence, a span. Let's say you have 50, 60, 70 or whatever years you have. That we have, human beings have been here before and they may be coming back again. But it's not your physical body or not even your mind that will be reborn, it's the soul. And it works something like this, is that for every action, there is a reaction. And sometimes you get the reaction immediately, like let's say you hit somebody and he slaps you back. Or sometimes the reaction is delayed, like you hit somebody and then he doesn't do anything. But then maybe 10 years later, you find yourself in a lonely place and five people come out and they beat you up heavily. So an action which has not been fulfilled is known as a sankskara. It's an action who has a reaction but in potential form. So as you go about your life, you do many actions and you reap the reaction, but we also do many actions and there's a reaction in potential. All this reaction and potential is called psychic momenta. It's a momentum. Just like, for instance, if you're in your house today, then you say, now I don't want to see anybody anymore, and you want to become a hermit or recluse. You can't do that because you've already built up a lot of momenta from the past. People will phone you and people will call you. Someone will come to the door. So we have many reactions in potential. Now the question comes, when we die, what about all this momenta that we've created, many actions which have not been fulfilled? According to the yoga philosophy, the mind, with its reactive momenta and its unit consciousness, unit soul, survive. And this momenta from the last life has to find some fruition. And this unit consciousness with the reactive momenta find another body and gets reborn. But the goal of yoga is to finish all of the psychic motion and to reach absolute peace and to leave the cycle of birth, death and rebirth. But this is a cycle that goes on, and it's part of the human experience, it's part of the philosophy. But once again, as with other aspects of the yoga philosophy, it's not a question of belief. It's a question of to practice the meditation, study the philosophy, and then if you think that this philosophy fits the phenomena of the world and helps you to understand what is happening around you, then you should accept it. But for the sages of the past, reincarnation is part and parcel of the way of understanding the world.